We'll do it live.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. I was talking to a dude over the weekend. Single guy, probably my age, 44-ish. And I know, a lot of people are like, oh, how can he say he's 44? He looks like he's 24. Thank you. That's just my, Irish genes. But he's dating chicks. He was married for a while. He's got a kid. And he's starting to date chicks again. He went through a pretty bad divorce. He was totally in love with his wife. And his wife split for another guy. And the guy happened to be a friend of his. So he's one of those guys that's really devastated that he still openly cries about it. And so that's, a horror fest for me, dealing with a crying dude. I don't deal with that well. I just don't know how to deal with that. But he's dating now, and he says he's having some problems because he meets these chicks at, clubs or at the market. I don't know where he meets them, at the library, at the country club. He's fairly well off. And he picks up these hot chicks in their 20s and 30s in a Prius, and they never call him back. I guess he says chicks just aren't into it. He said you do get the certain type of chick who's into it. She's like 40 and between 40 and 50. She's got a shirt on it that says desperate.
Sure.
Shirt on it that says desperate on the front, and I'll do anything on the back. Just please love me.
Sure.
But chicks that have things going on in their life, I guess they don't like being picked up in a Prius. Is that right? Is that possible? Now, Gina Grad, you're a single woman.
Yes, I am, Tim.
Guy drives down to pick you up, right? Downtown Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And he picks you up in a Prius.
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts?
See, I think it's hot.
You do?
I do. Because it's,
this guy should date you.
Yeah, he cares about the environment, but also blah, blah, blah. Priuses are relatively new, right? So at least he has kind of a new car. Because you should see some of the clunkers I get picked up in. So it's new. It's kind of forward thinking. It's a little trendy. It has these cool little cameras inside so you can see behind you.
Right.
They're cute.
Yeah, but doesn't it say that that's his only game, is he's trying to save the environment?
What's wrong with that, Tim?
Yeah, but you're a bad example, and you're the wrong person to ask, because you are, when you're set up by your friends with other, with guys,
right.
they'll describe a guy to you, and this just happened to you recently. And
over
the guy I'm talking
weekend,
about.
Yeah.
How was the guy described to you?
All right. They were trying to sell this guy to me. And they're like, oh, Gina, he's tall. You love tall. He's funny. You like funny. Oh, he doesn't have a job. You love jobless.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, no, I thought we were trying to move past that. They're like, yeah, but
that's you. You like the downtrodden. I mean, the guys that are, busted out and down on their luck.
Or maybe they're just creative and misunderstood, Tim.
Yeah, well, that's it goes hand in hand. All right, Gina is the wrong person to ask about this. But guys and girls, when you pick some chick up in a Prius, are you having problems out there? And chicks, if a guy picks you up in a Prius, what does that say about the guy? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I think Priuses should be reserved for married guys who are no longer into impressing chicks, and they can, save the environment, save the bees, save the trees, save the whales, save the snails, save everything, and they should get a Prius. But if you're a single guy and you're driving around in a Prius, as much as you think, you're a stud and you're saving the environment, it's a handicap. And why would you start off in a handicap position? I just don't understand why that's the car of your choice. I think for married guys, it's great. I think it's for, you know, people have kids. They tool around with that electric motor on. They're getting, you know, 65, 70 miles to the gallon. I think that's awesome. You're in that diamond lane. But if you want to show a chick that you're, you know, you're going to try to make it in life and try, you got to always be willing to, you know, show the chick that you are trying to get her into a nice house. You're trying to get her a pool. You're trying to get her, you know, a nice car of her own. You're trying to do stuff. You're on the move. You're on the way up. And I think picking a chick up in a Prius, I think it's got to have its downfalls. And here are the phone numbers. If you drive one and you're single, or if you're picked up in one, is it cool? Is it a positive? Or is it a negative that's hard to overcome? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. And I'm not talking about just Priuses. I'm talking about any of these hybrid cars, any of these cars that are between 20 and 30 grand and running on batteries and gas. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to a Marcos here. Long Beach. Marcos, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for taking the call.
All
so listen,
right.
I'm driving my wife's Prius around in the last couple of weeks while she's out of town, and yeah, I get the gay vibe. I mean, I'm in Long Beach, so I get it kind of like, oh, yeah, that's a nice car thing. But
wait a minute. So you think, I don't think it's a gay thing, but you're getting the gay look?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit like, oh yeah, what a nice guy. He's a giver to the environment.
Yeah.
And he has no game, but you know, hey, he's driving a Prius. But you know, I'm married now, so I don't have much game left. But
right.
Basically, I get that kind of, you know, the car is, it's like 6 pounds, and there's not much around me, and it gets
right.
You know, 500 miles a gallon. But if a guy's single and he's driving the car, yeah, he's a little light in the loafs. Maybe. I mean, hey, we are defined by our cars here, but good for him. He's getting good mileage. He's not getting late, but he's getting nice mileage.
Yeah, but if you are going to give up, if you're going to sacrifice getting tail for the environment, I think that's a losing proposition.
Yeah, pretty much. It does say a lot. I mean, it does say a lot. You might as well have a Greenpeace sticker on your car as well.
Yeah. How about now? You got kids?
No kids. Married a couple of years tomorrow.
Yeah,
but,
and
yeah.
So that's your wife's car.
Yeah, she's a teacher. She's pretty conservative, and I supported it. And I drive a Passat Volkswagen. You know, I never did drive big cars, but
right.
You know, driving this is great because obviously it gets better mileage. But it, I don't feel very manly.
Yeah, if you want to really, cut off the wanker and say so long to chicks, get yourself a Hillary 08 sticker and throw that on the back of it.
Yeah, I think somebody tried to do that on a drive-by once. They tried to smack me with a sticker, but I hit the gas and got out of Dodge.
Yeah, I know. I drove. A friend of mine has a Prius, and I drove it a couple weeks ago, and I felt so self-conscious in that car.
Yeah, I had to put big glasses on and a hat. But
I actually got a Raiders helmet, and I was wearing a Raiders helmet around just to take the stink off it.
Oh well, wait a second. That's a double sword though, because then the gay guys really think you're like the total top or something. You
got to
be very, very careful with that.
I know it's
all right. Well, thank
all
you
right,
for
Bubba,
the call.
We thank
Good
you
luck.
For calling, dude. All right, there he goes, Marcos. Everybody, all right. You're picking up a chick and you're in a Prius. What's the chick's reaction? Single guys, or if you're a chick and a guy comes by. And he throws your ass, your dress, and your purse, your heels, and your underpants into that Prius. What's the vibe there? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Barbara and Laverne, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
It's a good thing.
You like Priuses?
Yeah, I mean, it's good for the environment. And I mean, how old is the guy that's picking up the chicks? That's
44.
Oh, well, it's probably the young and dumb ones that he's getting.
Yeah. How old are you?
43. You can pick me up anytime.
Yeah. See, this is what this is my theory, that if you're between a chick between 40 and 50, you love those Priuses. But then again,
because
you'd 20s, probably...
early 30s, what do they know?
Well, no, it's what they have to offer. I mean, chicks in their 20s have a lot more to offer than chicks in their 40s. It's just simple math.
Yeah, and they have to offer it one time, like he's finding out.
I'm sorry?
And they have it off, can offer it one time, like he's finding out. They bail after one time, right?
Yeah, well, they bail because they're not into it. I mean, they're not into the environment. They're not into, like, saving, you know, gas or the trees or snails or any of that crap. That comes later on in life.
Right.
It does. Now, are you a single woman?
I am single.
You are. All right. And when you were, like, I don't know, in your 20s or so, were you pretty hot?
Yeah. I mean, not blonde bombshell, but, you know, good looking.
How tall are you?
5'8".
What do you weigh?
Now I weigh about 145.
It's not bad.
But and back then, weight.
That's a huge bitch!
No, she's fine. And but wherever you're, like, really hot, do you have, like, big cans?
Average cans.
Average.
No kids, so they're still perky.
Ah, all right. And you're never married?
Never married.
Hmm. And how old are you?
43.
43. And are you looking to get married?
If it happens,
yeah. Yeah, but aren't you really set in your ways now?
Not so much.
I mean, 40.
I don't think like a man at my age. I think a man at my age is much more set in his ways.
Yeah, I think you're right. But 40, that's why it's so hard to, you know, to hook 44-year-olds up with each other.
Exactly.
Never been married. But I think the, I mean, isn't the ship sailed on this?
I mean, sorry?
Because, you know, it's 43 years of you and, do you have cats?
No.
Dog?
No.
Nothing?
Right now.
All right, so it's 43 years of you being single, and you can flip it around and all of a sudden share everything in your life with a dude?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't single the whole time. I just never been married.
Ah, all right. All right, well, I hope you meet a guy with a great Prius.
Thanks a lot.
All right, there she goes, everybody. She confirms my theory, ma'am. If you're between 40 and 50, a single woman, especially been single your whole life, you know, you'll hump that Prius. You'll get on the hood of that Prius naked and, you know, ride around on it. That's the kind of desperation, ma'am. All right, let's talk to Brian in Newport Beach. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, love the show.
Thank you.
That's the type of women that I pick up in my Prius now. I used to have a 911,
right,
and I felt so guilty when the lease was up. I got a Prius.
Right.
And the second I can get out of this thing, it's history.
Well, tell us a little bit the difference between the chicks from the 911 to the Prius.
Well, the chicks that hit on me more, I mean, I'm an average-looking guy,
right,
nothing special to look at, but the chicks that hit on me more in the Prius are much more aggressive and a lot uglier.
Right.
But there was a lot less of them with the 911, but at least they were better looking.
So when you were tooling around, how old are you?
34.
And when you were ripping around that 911, were the chicks in their 20s and really hot?
I wouldn't say there was a huge amount of them, but they were a lot better looking than the 40-plus-year-olds I'm seeing now with this Prius.
And so now you're getting sort of like the hippie Birkenstock look?
The patchouli oil is quite fragrant in the car occasionally.
Oh, boom, boom. And,
yeah,
and how
yeah.
Do you just take a fly swatter and just start batting them away?
No, it's funny because if I go out for breakfast with a few friends on like a Sunday morning, there will literally be people around the car chit-chatting about what Prius they want to get and the options that they have.
And
they're the color tint, and they're all just heinous.
Right, they're all just, you know, complete. There's not a, there's never a Woody around.
No.
I know. Well, you gotta get back into the Porsche, dude.
As soon as I can get out of this thing, it's history.
When to
lease? I don't care what the gas costs. Got another 17 months, but I can get out of it in about a year without taking a huge bath.
Yeah.
Now, the resale market on these things is surprisingly bad. I don't know what people are saying, but if you don't have...
No, I thought it was great.
No. Buying them new is great. The resale market isn't great. Everybody wants a new one because the batteries are such a liability after year three
that
nobody wants a used one.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that. Now, how many miles do you have on it?
36,000, 37,000.
You get a lot of looks from dudes?
No, haven't noticed that one. Uh-huh. But I'm just an average-looking guy. There's nothing special
about
me at
all.
Yeah, no,
there's two of us. I mean, you know, I'm actually probably below average. But I that's why I think if you're an average-looking guy or below average, that car's got to be above average. You know? I mean, listen, if you're Tom Cruise, you can drive around on a moped. But if you're not, you know, you're, I don't know, Paul Harvey or I don't know what, you know, I can't, every time
I mean, I'm very small like me driving around a Prius. That's
yeah, I mean,
what
if,
it
you,
is.
If you look like me, you got to drive around something, you know, that's it's expensive. So at least somebody looks at you once in a while.
Exactly.
But you know what you should do is get a squirt gun And anytime these 45-year-old Birkenstock single women start coming up, you just start squirting them with that gun.
It might melt.
Yeah, just back them all with a fly swatter. Just start swatting them away. Get away from me! All right, Babu, thanks for calling. Sorry you got the year and a half of hell.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right, there he goes. Thanks. All right, if you got a Prius and you go to pick these chicks up, is it a handicap? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Tomorrow night, we get Sam Phillips coming in. Is that right? Slamming salmon, man. And then Wednesday, Arsenio Hall.
You go, dog.
And Thursday, we have a very special guest for you that'll talk to you a little bit about barbecuing over the weekend. And that guy's name is Mr. Merrill Schindler, man. Coming in Thursday night at 10, talking about barbecuing over July.
Oh, God.
Over the July 4th weekend. So, quite a week, gang.
Oh, man.
All right, you pick a chick up in a Prius. What's her reaction to that? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Tony in Riverside, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim. Actually, it's from Oceanside.
It says Oceanside. Yeah, anyway. What did I say, Riverside?
No, that's San Diego County.
Right.
San Diego.
Did I say Riverside?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on one sec, okay? Hold on. All right. So you pick him up in a Prius, and geez, I wonder what the reaction is. Tony in Oceanside, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Actually, I have a new one for you.
Got it.
Try picking a girl up on a smart car.
Oh yeah,
I mean, you're talking about... I have one of those because I thought it was going to save me money.
What is it?
It's made by Mercedes Benz, but it's a really, really small car.
Yeah, it's like a go-kart, right?
Yes, yeah, it looks like a go-kart, and it runs up to 75 miles an hour. It gives you about 42 miles to the gallon, city, but it's the worst car to pick up chicks in. They look at you and they look and they see, what a gay. Well, I really do get looks from guys more than girls.
Bubba. Yeah, that's going to be, for at least for the next 5 or 6, 7, maybe even 10 years, that's going to be the downside to driving these cars around.
Well, actually, this car is the only good thing is it only cost me $14,000. So in fact, you can actually buy it and pay for it in 3 years or so.
What do you do for a living?
Actually, a technician for automobiles.
You making money?
I make about $1,200 take home every week.
A week, all right. You're doing well.
Yeah, I used to have a BMW, but now with the way the gas is and how expensive it is, you know, in a way, it's saving me money, but it's killing.
How old are you?
I'm 30 years old.
Dude, you got to stop with the environment and start with the chicks. I mean, you're only 30. Let the older idiots like myself handle the environment. But, you know, if you're 30, dude, you got to take care of the little guy first.
Yeah, that's what I started thinking as soon as I bought this thing and as soon as I started my...
Stop with the environment and start with the chicks, you know? All right, hold on one sec. We're going to give you something here, buddy. We're going to give you a Top Spin 3 for the Xbox 360, the PS3, and Nintendo Wii. Look at that. Is it a Wii or W2? Or what is it?
It's Wii.
Wii.
All right. It says W2. I don't know. They play against Maria Sharapova. Is that right?
Sharapova.
All right. And all the top tennis pros. For more information on Top Spin 3, check out 2ksports.com. Go out there and buy that for you yourself. All right, let's talk to Gregory in Westwood. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Oh, it's a closed deal as soon as I pull up.
You mean with the chicks?
Oh, yeah.
They love it.
It's, well, I'm in a Honda Civic Hybrid.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little different.
Yeah, I got the spoiler. You know, it's just pure.
Yeah, dude, that's a little different. I'm not talking about the, you know, at least Honda tried to keep the, you know, the vehicle intact when they went with the hybrid. But this Prius was a whole new deal.
No, it's all about the hybrid. It's almost a guarantee, actually.
Yeah, I don't think so, dude. You must have something else going on because from what
I've had like three or four other cars, and this one. I bent them over in the back seat, the front seat.
Wow! All
I'm probably going to put sunroof in. Actually, that's the only option not available on this car.
Right. All right, man. Well, you're a big stud. I'm glad you phoned us. Seems like you got a lot going on. Tracy and Fulton, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
All right, man.
I'll try not to hold it against you that you accidentally hung up on me.
I apologize.
That's okay, but that guy's lying. He's full of crap. That he's getting laid.
Oh, that guy's getting laid?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hybrids, yeah, that's no good.
How old are you?
I'm 29. I'm married. My husband wants to get one, and I said, well, you're married. It's okay, but if you weren't married and he came and rolled up to hit on me with a hybrid or a little Prius, I'd be like, yeah, no thanks.
How old are you? Hot?
Yeah.
You kept yourself together, huh?
Yeah, I look pretty good for having had two kids.
All right, but before you had kids, you must have been really hot.
I looked the same as I did before I had kids, just maybe 10 pounds heavier, and I weighed 105 when I got married.
Right. All right, that's pretty cool. You're keeping it together. And so if back when you were single and you had hot friends, you guys went to the beach quite often, you live in Fulton, it's not very far, and a guy hits on you in a Prius, he wouldn't have gotten anywhere, huh?
I would have given him the bird.
Oh, God. All right, we're going to give you something. Hold on here, baby. We got a, how about this? The 97.1 Rock and Pasta giveaway. A four-pack of tickets to the Collective Soul at the Greek Theater on July 13th. And a $50 gift certificate to Luis's Trattoria. Hey, look at that, man. A $50 gift certificate for you, Trace.
Sweet.
Experience their park and dine shuttle service to the Greek Theater. Visit Luis's.com for more information.
Oh, man.
All right. Congratulations, baby. There she goes. Sounds very excited. All right. You pick up a chick in a Prius or a guy picks you up in a Prius. What are your thoughts? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Is it a chick magnet? Is it a big turnoff for guys? Do other guys along the road think that you might be interested in them? Aaron on the 14 freeway, you're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to disagree with you. I think that a guy driving a Prius, especially if he's young, I think it shows he knows how to manage his money. So he will be able to get her that nice pool eventually.
How old are
you? A big house. I'm 23.
You're 23. Are you a single woman?
No, I have a boyfriend.
You do?
Well, fiance, I guess you can call him.
What does he drive?
He drives a Mazda Speed 3.
And so that's a fairly nice car.
It's not like super expensive. Not expensive at all.
What about the boyfriend you had before? What did he drive?
Oh my God, he drives like so many like little ghetto cars.
And what about? Have you ever been out with? Have you ever been out with a guy who drove a Prius?
No, I haven't. But if I were single, I don't think I'd have a problem with it. I think it's a smart move on the guy. I mean, if he really wants to, he could like. When he goes out to the club with his friends or whatever, he can rent, like, a nice car for the night and make the girl think that he has a nice car and get laid, and then it's over with, you know?
Yeah, but that's even more deceiving, don't you think?
So, I mean
that's like where, that's like when
to
chicks,
get laid.
But that's like when chicks wear a padded bra.
Oh, well, no. I mean, the girl's just going to go home with him for the night. He's going to get what he wants.
Oh, yeah, no, listen, if it's one night deal, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you want to show chicks that you are ambitious and you're going to go for it in life, I'm not sure the Prius is your best move.
I don't know. I think it is. I think you want a guy that can manage his money and knows where he's putting his money.
Yeah.
And when you're young, you're not making a lot of money. You shouldn't invest all your money in, like, a Mercedes or something, you know?
I know, but you know what? It's the gambler in him that you're looking for.
I guess that's true. You have a point.
I mean, it's the guy that's going to say, hey, listen, let's roll through life and... you know, not be so cautious about everything. Let's have some excitement.
That's true. I don't know. I would want a guy who's wise with his money.
All right. Well, then you're going to be, you know, you'll be with a guy in an apartment. He's wise with his money. And, you know, he's all of a sudden
no.
you're gonna pay, he's going to have you pay for half that meal at Sizzler.
No, not Sizzler. No.
All right. Hold on 1 second. We're going to give you something here. How about a family of four pack of tickets to see Chivas USA? Yeah, they battle the San Jose Earthquakes at the Home Depot Center this Saturday. Stay for the big post-game fireworks show. Visit CDChivasUSA.com for all the latest in Major League Soccer action. Should be a great night out there. July 5th, so buzz on out there. All right, a guy picks you up in a Prius, or you pick a chick up in a Prius. What's the deal? Is it cool? Is it hot? Or is the chick look at you like you're busted out? Jesse in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. If you have to have other cars, you know what I'm saying? You can't just pick her up in that one. You pick her up in a couple other ones, and then you bust out the Prius, and then you have it.
Oh, I see. All right, so you can't present the Prius initially.
No, I mean, dude, you have to have game. I mean, I got the Prius, but you have to have some game. You have to have a BMW. I mean, not a BMW. I don't have one, but right. You have to have other ones. I have a Firebird 67, you know, hot rod, real nice, fully loaded. But
and what do you do for a living?
I'm a truck driver.
And how much you making a year?
I don't know. Not much.
50s?
It's not about the money. It's about the game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that even, you know, a guy who's making like 50 or 60 grand a year, you know that you're not going to be making that the rest of your life. You'll probably get up to the, how old are you?
I'm not very old, not very young, 29.
That's perfect. Well, you're probably going to be a guy who's going to make, in the next couple of years or so, get up to 100, maybe 150, $200,000 a year. And, you show everybody that you've got the drive and the ambition. And by, having, several cars or not relying on just one, cheap car that you buzz around trying to save the environment with.
That's exactly right,
And listen, I know a lot of people are going to get down on me, saying, F you, you're an a-hole, you don't care about the environment. But these young guys, and I'm not talking about myself, I'm talking about guys like yourself who are in their 20s and 30s, you got to experience all the fun and all the chicks you can now. Because once you get married and you have that kid, it shuts it down.
Well, here's the deal. I come from a big family, six brothers. And they all been married, divorced, this, that. And you know what? I'm living, dude.
I know. Sounds like you are, man.
I'm living because you know what? It's not worth to settle down at 20, 21, 22, 23 because you're going to get divorced. It's Tom Likas all day long.
All right, yeah. Hey, hold on 1 sec. We're going to send you something here. We're going to give you a NASCAR 09 for the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3. And the PlayStation 2, get ready to race your way through NASCAR 09 from EA Sports. Getting on track has never been easier. So congratulations, NASCAR 09. All right, you pick a chick up in your Prius, or a guy picks you up, chicks, in a Prius. What's your reaction? What does that say about the dude? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Prius is a very popular car nowadays. A lot of people out there saving gas. I don't want to save the environment. What that means, but they're doing that. And you go to pick up a chick in one of these cars. What's the reaction? Let's talk to Cheryl and Aliso Viejo. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for having me on. I think it's great that, people are trying to save, cut fuel costs and cut fuel emissions. And I'm personally not one for one-night stands. And, if I was, it wouldn't be about the car because, I'm not making love to the car. Hopefully not making love in the car either.
Right. Now, how old are you?
I'm 39.
39. And you're a single woman?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And when you were 25, 21 to 25, were you really hot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just as hot as I am now.
Yeah. Well, you mean you're as hot now as you were when you were 20?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like to wager on that. I mean, I'm nothing offensive, but 20 years on this earth is not the right direction.
Well, I've looked like I'm 25 for about the past 25 years, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Could you send us a picture of you?
Sure.
I'd like to see
this.
Sure,
I can do that.
All right, and can we post it on our website?
Sure, why not?
All right, send it to conwayshow@gmail.com.
Okay.
conwayshow@gmail.com. And I'd like to see what you look like because, not that I'm, you know, listen, nothing offensive. We all get old, you know? Mm-hmm. But 39 ain't 20.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I suppose I'm going a little downhill in the past couple of years, maybe 5 years, but, you know.
All right. And, and also the sense of desperation with the, yeah, jump into a Prius. You know, you got to get your game up, baby. You got to say, no way. Pick me up in you know, something hot because I'm hot.
Yeah.
You know, they're picking. They're picking. Guys who drive around Priuses are into discounts. And if you sell yourself as a discount, guys are going to walk all over you.
Well, actually, I'm not even sure what one looks like, but I think hybrids are great. And
you've never even been in one.
No, I've never been in one.
Are you dating a guy right now?
No.
You're a single woman.
Yes.
And how? What's the longest relationship you were in?
A year and a half, I guess.
What happened there?
I don't remember. It didn't work out.
You're 39. The longest relationship you're in with was a year and a half. And try to be honest with us. Maybe you don't know the answer to this question. But what is the biggest complaint that the guys have with you?
I really don't know.
You don't know. They don't ever tell you.
No.
You don't ask.
Usually they never forget about me. And they call me years later still.
And you don't ask them, though, why they're splitting?
No, I break up.
Oh, you break up with them?
Yeah, I'm the heartbreaker.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. And why do you keep breaking up with them?
I don't know. I'm just very finicky, I guess.
You get bored easily?
I don't date a lot. I don't see a lot of guys.
Right. And why is that?
I'm just busy. I'm a career woman, I guess.
And do you want kids?
No.
You don't want kids at all?
No.
You don't want a husband?
If it happens, it happens.
All right. What is your passion in life?
Just variety, I guess, enjoying all that I can during my short adventure in this embodiment, I guess.
But what is something you love doing?
Music, art, the ocean.
Mm.
Driving fast is always fun. I guess you can't do that in a Prius. Huh?
Yeah, you ain't going to get that in a Prius. You know what? I think you just haven't met the right guy yet.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think you're looking for somebody who's, you know what, you called us up and you said if a guy picked you up in a Prius, you'd be fine with it. You're lying. If a guy picked you up in a Prius, you would think to yourself, uh-oh, Conway warned me about this a-hole. That's what you'd think.
Well, I'm definitely saying if I'm going to have a one-night stand, I mean, I guess that's kind of what this thing is about, getting game. And
when's the last time you had a one-night stand?
And all that. Oh, it's been years.
Right.
It's been years. Right. And whatever the guy picks me up in, I don't care if the car costs $100,000. It's not the car. The car is not going to get me to bed with him.
Right. What's going to get you to bed?
Out with him. It's going to take a little time, you know? I got to know who I'm going to be between the sheets with.
How much time?
I don't know. At least a couple weeks, I imagine.
That's not bad. I thought you were going to say a couple months.
No, probably not that long. No, I wouldn't know.
Time has gotten shorter as the calendar has dropped off, right?
I'm not in a bigger hurry now than I ever was, or anything like that.
Right, I bet.
But granted, I do appreciate a man that aspires for more and has goals and ambitions. And,
yeah, that's what you need.
If he has another car in his garage, that's great too.
Yeah, you need a guy like Dimitri. The guy we played earlier. All right, Cheryl, hold on one sec. We're going to get some information from you, okay?
Okay.
Because we need to get a release to be able to put your picture up. I want to put your picture up on our website and have guys look at it. All right?
Okay.
All right, hold on one sec. Randy will talk to you. Randy, give her the email address and tell her what kind of picture to send in, or maybe a few, whatever. And we'll put those up on the internet and see if 39 does look like it's 25. I don't know. Let's talk to Howard on the 10 freeway. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Timmy, how are you?
Hey, dude.
Oh, you're brutal. I thought that you were going to be fucking more positive about guys than Priuses, but it turns out, but you know, I could have any car I want. I had an Audi, I got rid of the Audi, I got a Prius.
Right.
And I'm laughing at the people who are going to be paying $8 a gallon for gas.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if you're going to be laughing at the chicks you're going to be dragging home.
You know what, dude? I get any chick that I want. I make a real good living, and they're just looking at your wallet. They ain't looking at what you're driving.
Yeah, what other car do you have other than the Prius?
I got a, I have two big dogs, so I have a minivan just for them.
Oh, I see. I got a minivan. All right. And what are you making a year?
About 250.
And how old are you?
42.
42.
Never married, no kids. Yeah. I got a nice life. I mean, you know.
It sounds like it, but how long have you had the Prius?
About 3 months.
Yeah, it's. I think it's over, Howie.
What do you mean?
I think it's over, Bubba.
Answer me this. If I get an extra, it costs me $30 to fill this tank. I get 50 miles to the gallon.
Right.
Gives me my, I love to gamble, so I go to hit Vegas, I hit the ponies. I mean, you know, it's like I can do anything I want with that extra money.
I know, but how much extra is it?
Do the math.
Well, you do the math. It's double, right?
I mean
if you had a car that was 25, that was getting 25 miles to the gallon, now you have a car that's getting 50 miles to the gallon.
All right, so instead of...
So let's say you're spending, you were spending $3,000 a year on gas, now you're spending...
No, not more, because you had to fill the Audi with the premium.
All right, well, let's... You didn't have to. You did because you didn't want the pinging and the crap in it.
Oh, I don't know. I was just following the little direction.
Yeah, thing. You don't really have to. Unless that thing... Was the turbo on full-time?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that maybe you did. But let's say you had a regular car that you're making, you know, that you were getting, you know, 25 miles a gallon. Now you're getting 50. You were spending $3,000 a year on gas. Now you're spending $1,500 a year.
Okay.
And so that breaks down to about 150 bucks a month, which is like 30 bucks a week.
But you're assuming that gas prices are going to stabilize you. I'm saying
But I'm telling you, they don't have to stabilize when all you're on is all you have to do is double what you were paying for gas before.
Or triple.
Yeah, but it was never going to be triple. Because let's say, you know, you're paying in the future, $4,000, with the Audi, it would have been $2,000. So it's always going to be double what you were paying. And $2,000 a year is not a lot of dough.
I guess in the big scheme of things.
I mean, we have a guy who works at the neighbor's house, and he's got a family, and he's going to take the kids up to Lake Arrowhead, and they go up every year in their motorhome. They go up to Arrowhead for a week, and he had to tell his kids that he couldn't afford it this year. He couldn't go up to Arrowhead, and I said, why not? And he said, because of the gas prices. And so I got out a notepad and a pen, and I broke it down for him, and we figured out that he's going to spend another $35 each way to get up there and back. And he says, well, for 35 bucks, I'll definitely go. So when people do actually break out the math, it's not that huge. It's not that big a deal.
I'll do the math for you. I'll send you
an
email.
Yeah, do the math for a year for us, and then we'll call us back. All right, so conwayshow@gmail.com if you'd like to email us, conwayshow@gmail.com. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And joining us are the two studs from the John and Jeff Show. John and Jeff, man, look at you guys.
What's up, Tim?
What's up, Timmy?
How you doing, dudes? Hey, you know, in about an hour and 5 minutes, that new law goes into effect. Do you think anyone will be busted while you're on the air?
We're going to go hands-free after midnight, but I believe there will be somebody calling in that has gotten a ticket after midnight.
Yeah.
We've had
people call that have gotten busted on the air before while they're in the car. What are you doing? They're weaving because they're on the phone.
Yeah.
They get pulled over.
We asked a cop earlier, and he didn't give me a definitive answer here. But if you duct taped your cell phone to your head, could you then still use it if you didn't have your hands on it?
People are going to MacGyver their phones. They're going to clip them to their seatbelt.
Right.
They're going to, you know, clip them to their clothing.
Right.
So we'll see.
Boy, that's going to be an interesting one for the judge.
Hey, how about this one, too? A cop goes to pull over a guy because he's on the cell phone, and the guy takes off. Does he then pursue him? And if he does, how many lives are being thrown into peril or at risk because of this.
Well, a cop behind you isn't going to see you talking on your phone. He's going to have to get a visual on the front or the side.
Yeah, make a U-turn. But what if you fly away? Are the cops going to chase? I mean, there's going to be 400 high-speed chases every day.
It's great, yeah. But here's the deal.
It's good news for Channel 9 and Channel 2.
Yeah, right.
People are driving slower, so there's less speeding tickets now. So they're going to really focus on the phone issue.
Yeah. I think it's going to be tough to get one. I don't think these cops want to pull you over and write you one of these things.
I don't know. I think, you know, with a new law, I think they want to make an example of some people. Plus, they want to substantiate their existence sometimes. So I think it's going to be a big deal.
I think it depends where you are. If you're in a low crime area, you're going to get nailed. If you're in a high crime area, they've got other things going on.
Well, yeah, but in a high crime area, I think they look to pull you over for any reason, you know.
It's and like, that'll be one more reason.
Yeah, another reason why these guys have. You know, this is going to happen too, and it may happen tonight. You guys might be on the air when this does happen. But a guy's going to be pulled over for talking on the cell phone, and he's going to be arrested for DUI. Cops are going to smell beer or whiskey or Smithwick or something on the guy, and he's going down.
Yeah.
Just because he's talking on the cell phone.
People are going to check their voicemail as soon as they get out of the bar, and then all of a sudden, bam.
Right.
So you're right. It's another excuse for the police to pull you over, so you got to be really careful about drinking.
Yeah, you can't drink and drive. How about this, though? You're at a stoplight, and you pick up your cell phone because it's your mom or whatever, and you go, hey, let me call you right back. And you put it down, and then you take off. Can you get a ticket for that?
I think if you answer it, yeah, if it's in your hand while you're driving.
But you're not driving. You're at a stop. You're stopped at a stoplight.
You're still driving, though.
Oh, I don't know. There's going to be so many. These judges are going to be swamped now with guys trying to fight these tickets.
The attorneys love it.
And you know what? I'd fight them, too, because it's a $25 fine, right?
Right.
If you fight it. It doesn't go on your record. It goes on your record, but it doesn't go down as a moving violation.
Right.
So I'd fight it in court every time. You go, yeah, for $25, get that officer in here and tell me what I did wrong. And those officers aren't going to show up for $25.
Well, the thing is, it might cost you more than $25 to go to the courtroom with the gas.
And the parking. Yeah. It's $100 for gas and parking.
It may not even be worth fighting it, Timmy.
Have you ever tried to go to the Van Nuys courthouse?
I know. I got to go out to Chatsworth and fight a ticket in August.
That's $20 in gas right there.
I know. Yeah. I feel like an a-hole. But the guy, I hope the cop doesn't lie about this thing. All right, so what's that? What else is happening on the big show tonight?
We're going to talk about the hands-free, of course, and also women who don't cook don't get married.
Whoa!
Yeah.
All right. Hope my wife's not listening. She'll be packed up by the time I get home. All right. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Stay tuned for John and Jeff live. And I'll be on tomorrow right after Likas on 97.1 Free FM. Does this work when you go to girls and you go up to them and say, listen, this is what I'm all about? Like Randy Wang would go up, this is what I'm all about. Used to work at Magic Mountain. Used to live at home. Now I got my own place, North Hollywood. All right, my car's in the shop right now. I got myself a rental. I make pretty decent money. I saw you. You look elegant. You look attractive. I like elegance. I like attractiveness. And here's more about me. I now work on a morning radio show, the Adam Carolla Show. Plus, I work on an evening show called the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Yeah, that's his kid. So here's what the plan is going to be. You and me, we'll meet at Mort's Deli, that right there in Reseda and Ventura, and we'll let the romance ensue. Now, do you think chicks are going to go for that?